الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله،
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه واتباعه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. قال الله تعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى، إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. Honorable brothers, friends and elders, alhamdulillah, firstly that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us human beings. This is the greatest of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's best creation is the human being. Then on top of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose us to be from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now recently, we went through the season of Christmas and New Year's and sales and all these you know, business seasons. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has seasons. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has sales. Allah also has certain deals, you know, buy one, get one free, buy one, get 10 free, those kind of things. So, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has these opportunities and has these deals for us, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for us to get closeness to Him and correct our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these opportunities, one of them is the month of Rajab. In this month, regarding this month, Abu Bakr al-Rath, rahimahullah, said that the month of Rajab, Shahr al-Rajab, Shahr al-Zar'a, the month of Rajab is the month of preparing the soil and planting the seeds. Shahr al-Sha'ban, Shahr al-Suqa, the month of Sha'ban is the month when we pour water over those seeds. And Shahr al-Ramadan, Shahr al-Hasr al-Zar'a, the month of Ramadan is the time when you harvest and benefit from that planting, whatever you've planted, to take the harvest from that. So if we start preparing for Ramadan, then our Ramadan will be a time where we will harvest from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we wait till Ramadan, it's a bit too late to start planting then. Another thing that a lot of us start preparing for, the month of Rajab is the month of welcoming Ramadan. I hope it's not the same way where I come from in South Africa. It's a very big welcoming of Ramadan, not even from Rajab, from before Rajab. You know, for which thing? That the samosas and the pies must be ready. That the freezer must be full. That the newest, most fashionable, what you call, savories should be prepared. But that is not the point of Ramadan. The point of Ramadan is how we connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Rajab, in the month of Rajab, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us to read a dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban, wa labbalighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, bless us in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban. You know, Allah, allow us to witness the month of Ramadan. Allow us to live until the month of Ramadan. Then if Allah takes us Ramadan, it's a nice thing. We don't have a problem. From now, let us live till then, inshallah. So, in this month, there is one of the greatest miracles that happened to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This month is famous for that. And this miracle was a miracle of Isra al Mi'raj. And if we go slightly before this, what happened to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the method, the pattern of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that inna ma'al usri yusra, whenever there's some difficulty, whenever there's some hurdles that you have to overcome, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes ease after that. So right before that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had gone through something known as Amul Huzn, the year of grief, the year of sadness. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lost his wife, the support inside the house, the comfort inside the house, Khadija radiallahu anha. And we know at that time he only had one wife. That was his main comfort. Very soon after that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loses his uncle, Abu Talib, who was his protection on the outside, where people who dared to throw the intestines on him and all of that happened after Abu Talib passed away. They didn't dare do that before because there was that protection. Then in the same year, or very soon after that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tries to open up a new door of da'wah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to Ta'if to invite those people to Islam, one, but secondly, set up a base where he can then spread Islam from. And he goes there and literally gets the door smashed in his face. Where the people of Ta'if were opposite of what he expected. And now, after all that, one after the other sadness, to make Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa happy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites him on such a journey that even in advanced times like this is impossible. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ta'ala speaks about this, Subhanalladhi asra. Subhan, there's no other surah that starts with Subhan. There's no other surah that starts with Subhan. Subhan means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not attached to anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not bound by physics, by time, by space, by travel, by all these things. Allah is not bound by all of that. We are bound by all of that. Allah is not bound. So Allah starts, Subhanalladhi. He is pure from all of that. He doesn't need all of that. Asra bi abdihi, he took his servant from one haram to the next haram. So now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the house of Ummi Hani radiallahu anha. Ummi Hani radiallahu anha, who knows? Who was she? She is the sister of Ali radiallahu anhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in his house, in her house, and there Jibreel sallam comes and takes him to the haram. And when they get to the haram, they're in the hatim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's chest is opened and his heart is taken out. Jibreel sallam has two bowls, one bowl with zamzam, another bowl from Jannah. His heart is washed with zamzam and then it's filled with something. The something that was filled was iman and hikmah. Iman and hikmah. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jibreel salam fills the heart. And after that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does two rakats in Hijr Ismail. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes from there to the onward journey. They go on the Buraq, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Jibreel salam. Buraq is such an animal which is bigger than a donkey, smaller than a horse, in between the two. And such an animal that travels as far as its eyes can see. Now, on this journey, we know that they went from Makkah to Masjid al-Haram, but on the journey, they had some stops. So the first two rakats in the Haram. Second, they stop and do two rakats in a certain place. Nabi Sallam doesn't know which place it is. Jibreel Sallam says, this is the place where your hijrah is going to be. This is Taiba. This is Medina Munawara. So Rasulullah Sallam does two rakats there. Just fun fact. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ibrahim alayhi salam's three sons, two sons we know, the third one being the grandson, are in the three harams. Think of it. Ishaq alayhi salam being in Aqsa, Ismail alayhi salam being in Makkah, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's kabar being in Medina. So all three harams are covered by the children of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now, that night on the other side, in Aqsa, the priest, the chief priest of Aqsa, was trying to close the door. Trying to lock the door for the night. And the door wouldn't close. It refused to close. So he calls the carpenter. He says, can you come and check? The carpenter comes and says, you know, one of those lintels on the top, they've come loose. I'll sort it out in the morning. So the priest says, don't worry about it. Tomorrow it will close normal. Because the final Nabi is going to come and he is going to visit tonight. That's why it's not allowed to close. It's not allowed to close. So, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now go to Medina. After that, they travel and they go to the place where Musa alayhi salam used to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is on Mount Sinai, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to speak to Musa alayhi salam directly. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gets there and does two rakats of salah. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to a place called Baytul Lahm. Baytul Laham, those who learned the Christmas story, Bethlehem, where Isa alayhi salam was born. Does two rakat salah there. Then he goes to Masjid al-Aqsa, and Jibreel alayhi salam strikes one of the rocks, one of the stones there, and he makes a hole in it, he breaks it, and then ties the buraq to that. Those who went to Masjid al-Aqsa will see that. Then Rasulullah alayhi salam does two rakats of salah there. When he completes the salah, he looks behind him and all Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam have been gathered for him. Now, this was the declaration, the visible declaration of Ana Nabiyul Anbiya. I am the Nabi of all Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Ana Imamul Anbiya. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became the Imam of Anbiya. He became the Nabi of all Anbiya. Now, behind him is every Nabi. Now leave out the Yahud and Nasara have to follow this Nabi to enter Jannah. Even Musa alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam being the leaders of those tribes, of those nations, also had to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam. For their entry into Jannah, they had to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam. So you can be whatever you want. We say we follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam. But actually look in our life. when we're doing weddings, the way we dress, the way we behave, the way we do business, what are we actually following? We want to enter Jannah. Those Nabis had to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to, by much more higher standards, we have to be following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now, he leads the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam in salah. Then, this part of the journey, this first part, is called the Isra. So, this first part, in Qasida Burda, there's reference to it. Sarayta min haramin laylan ila harami, kama saral badru fi dajim min al-dhulami. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam traveled from one haram to another haram, like how the moon travels in the sky. So, now, we want to know, why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Aqsa? Couldn't he just take him from Makkah? Wouldn't have that been easier? It's right there, just go up. There's actually reasons for this. The doorway or the stairwell to Jannah is from Aqsa. Every day, the angels change shifts, isn't it? Fajr and Asr time. The doorway to the skies is above Aqsa. The Qibla at that time was Masjid al-Aqsa. Even past that, until 2 years into Medina life, 2.5 years actually, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was facing Masjid al-Aqsa. From Adam alayhi salam's time until the majority part of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, Masjid al-Aqsa was the Qibla. So that place is always special, and it will remain special. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now has to go there, because that is the pathway up. And if you look at it, any Nabi that was taken up was from that area. Isa alayhi salam, when he was taken up, where was he? In Palestine. When Idris alayhi salam was lifted, he was also there. So that is the doorway. The angels have to go up and down from there. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam have to go up from there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam also has to go there and from there upwards. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam now goes up from Masjid al-Aqsa up to the heavens. And one of the other reasons for going till there is the dua of Sulaiman alayhi salam. Sulaiman alayhi salam has made a dua for that masjid, that whoever does 2 rakats of salah in that masjid, in Masjid al-Aqsa, purely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, purely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they will come out from there like the day their mother gave birth to them. We know of Hajj, wiping out all your sins. But imagine just doing 2 rakats of salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us, and Allah liberate Masjid al-Aqsa, but Allah take us to Masjid al-Aqsa again and again, so that we can be pure, and we can meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a pure state, inshallah. So, whoever can, inshallah, we try to go there and from there do Umrah, from there do Hajj. Another thing is, that area, that region is الَّذِي بَارَكْنَا حَوْلَهُ, the surroundings of which has been blessed. The surroundings of that area has been blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of my ustad used to say, yes, we don't want to buy things from Israel, but the tomatoes from Israel are much nicer because الَّذِي بَارَكْنَا حَوْلَهُ. You know, we don't want to support them, but at the end of the day, that place is blessed. Right, so, also, and this, there's not a single hand span in that surrounding area that the Nabi didn't live in or didn't teach somebody deen in that area. Almost every Nabi, or many, most of the Anbiya, was surrounded in that area. And all of the major things that will happen before Qiyamah are also around that location. And when Isa alayhi salam comes back, he's going to come back in Syria, but you think Syria is right there. It's also the same doorway that Isa alayhi salam is going to come back down from. So, and the last thing, that in the day of Qiyamah, the Ardul Mahshar is there. The place of gathering is from there. So, now Jibreel alayhi salam offers Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 2 drinks. One drink is milk, the other drink is wine. Jibreel alayhi salam is offering it, both are halal. Choice is yours, which one you want to have? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at both, he chooses milk. Jibreel alayhi salam says, Alhamdulillah. All praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who guided you to the truth, to goodness. And if you chose the wine, your ummah would have went astray. Had you chosen the wine, your ummah would have lost their way. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stuck onto the natural way, the fitrah, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept guidance for us. Now, it was a test. Then, the second part of the journey is what is known as the Mi'raj. Rasulullah goes up into the heavens, and at every heaven there's these angels, security guards, who are asking security questions, you know, passwords. Who is there? Jibreel. Mamma'ak, who is with you? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Has he gotten permission to come? Yes. Okay, proceed. At the first heaven, Adam alayhi salam is met. The time is a bit short, so we have to go a bit faster. Adam alayhi salam was met at the first heaven. In the second heaven, Isa alayhi salam and Yahya alayhi salam. Third heaven, Yusuf alayhi salam. The fourth heaven, Idris alayhi salam. Idris alayhi salam passed away in the heavens. Then, fifth heaven, Harun alayhi salam. Sixth heaven, Musa alayhi salam. The discussion of 50 salah to coming down to 5 salah was on the sixth heaven. And then, and Rasulullah s.a.w. meets Ibrahim alayhi salam. He's leaning with his back against the Kaaba of the sky. Then around him is all the children who pass away in their infancy. Then Nabi s.a.w. goes further from there. He sees Jannah, he sees Jahannam. Then he comes to Sidratul Muntaha. And then he comes to a place where Jibreel s.a.w. says, I can't pass now. I can't go past this limit, restrictions. You have to go alone. Now it's alone, Allah and His Nabi. Only two of them. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes. He's a bit afraid. He's alone. He's complete silence. There's nobody else there. So Rasulullah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls out, Ya Habib, Udno, oh my beloved, come closer. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes close, and here is the reference in Surah Najm. ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَدَلَّا فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدَنَا, that he came so close that as a whip distance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then there's difference of opinion whether he saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly or not. The Anbiya discussed that. The ulama discussed that. But anyway, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has an open talk with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every day in our salah, we read At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. That is the discussion, the opening. Tahiyya means to greet. At-tahiyyatu lillah, greetings for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa salawatu wa tayyibat. That is Rasulullah s.a.w. greeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala greeting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not forgetting his ummah? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying the salam for my people, those who are pious. So if we want the salam of the pious people, we want the salam of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we need to become pious ourselves. Then when the angels hear this dialogue, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna. That's why we do this in the salah every day. Then just to end with this inshallah, every day, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah says, every day we get an opportunity to present ourselves in face to face with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala twice in our life or twice in our existence. One is the five times salah, and the second one is on the day of Qiyamah. And he says regarding this that whoever fulfills the rights of their first meeting, whoever fulfills the rights, the haq of the first meeting, meaning the five times salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the second meeting good for them and easy for them. But whoever makes a mockery of the first meeting, whoever takes it lightly, whoever makes it like a joke, then the second meeting will be difficult for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. But we can look at how full the masjid is, but 95% of the ummah is not doing five times salah. 95% of the ummah is not doing five times salah. We have to worry about that. And we have to see that it's happening, and we have to see that we are not the ones who's making the problem. So, every day we have this opportunity to be face to face with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us take that opportunity. Now, to end with this, when we come back from a journey, when we come back from a trip somewhere, went overseas, went somewhere far, any of us have little kids, what's the first thing they look for? What did daddy bring for me? What presents you brought? So, the first thing they're going to look for, isn't it? We have to see. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went for such a journey. What's the present he brought for us? What's the gift he brought for us? If there's no other lesson that we make for preparation for Ramadan. If there's nothing else that we do as preparation for Ramadan, let's at least accept the hadiah that Rasulullah ﷺ brought for us, that five times salah is going to be in order, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal and make sure that not only we do our salah, but we encourage others to do salah also, inshallah. Akhir da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, straight after the Jummah prayer is the janazah of my blessed mother. Inshallah, there's many awliya here, sulaha here. I wish you partake straight after the Jummah salah. The janazah will take place. Every brother is requested to stay and read the janazah. I make dua Allah Ta'ala gives us sabr. May Allah Ta'ala grant her jannatul firdaus. Ameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just a couple of announcements. Obviously, you've heard about the janazah. Inshallah, the janazah salah will take place after the Faris prayer, inshallah. And it will take place in the courtyard just behind the Jamaat Khana, inshallah. Another important announcement, obviously, because of the weather conditions, there is no madrasa or maktab today or alim class. So for the parents who are sending their children to the madrasa and maktab, due to the weather conditions, there's no maktab today. And then finally, mashallah, Mawlana mentioned about the virtues of Masjid Al-Aqsa and the blessed lands. As we all know, even though there's supposed to be a so-called ceasefire in place, the occupation still continues. You know, hundreds of our brothers and sisters and children have been slaughtered since the 18th of October ceasefire. Inshallah, on the 31st of January, there is a national demonstration taking place. Alhamdulillah, Masjid Aisha and Virgil's Masjid have organized two coaches. All brothers are encouraged to try and attend those. Just because it's not on the news doesn't mean it's still not happening, and it's still our responsibility to make sure that we make our voices heard, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillahi aliyy dhati azim sifati sami'i simati kabiri shan jalil al-qadr al-rafi'i dhikri muta'i al-amr jali al-burhan fakhim al-ismi ghazil al-ilmi wasi'i al-hilmi kathir al-ghufran jamil al-thanai jazil al-ata'i mujib al-du'ai yamim al-ihsan sari al-hisab shadir al-iqab alim al-azab aziz al-sultan wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu fil khalq wal-amr wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa maulana muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh al-mab'uth ila al-aswad wal-ahmar al-man'ut bisharh al-sadr wal-rafi'i dhikr wa صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين هم خلاصة العرب العرباء وخير الخلائق بعد الأنبياء أما بعد فيا أيها الناس وحيد الله فإن التوحيد رأس الطاعات واتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات وعليكم بالسنة فإن السنة تهدي للإطاعة ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى وإياكم والبدع فإن البدعة تهدي للمعصية ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل وغوى وعليكم بالصدق فإن الصدق ينجي والكذب يهلك وعليكم بالإحسان فإن الله يحب المحسنين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله استعينه واستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي ساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصيهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا الله الله في أصحابي رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم والسلطان ذل الله في الأرض من أهان سلطان الله في الأرض أهانه الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعيدكم لعلكم تذكرون أقم الصلاة. Let us straighten our stuff, make sure that our mobiles are switched off and there's no gaps in between us, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والنجم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى علمه شديد القوى ذو مرة فاستوى وهو بالأفق الأعلى ثم دنا فتدلى فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى فأوحى إلى عبده ما أوحى ما كذب الفؤاد ما رأى
أفتمارونه على ما يرى ولقد رآه نزلة أخرى عند سدرة المنتهى عندها جنة المأوى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إذ يغشى السدرة ما يغشى ما زاغ البصر وما طغى لقد رأى من آيات ربه الكبرى أفرأيتم اللات والعزى ومناة الثالثة الأخرى ألكم الذكر وله الأنثى تلك إذا قسمة ضيزى إن هي إلا أسماء سميتموها أسماء سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان إن يتبعون إلا الظن وما تهوى الأنفس ولقد جاءهم من ربهم الهدى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
There is a request to make dua for Brother Abdul Hayy Surti. He was from this area and he's in London. He's critically ill. Make dua for him, inshallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him ease and comfort and give him complete shifa, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik salim rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من القول والعمل والنية والهدى إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا لمن اهتدى اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا اللهم آثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا اللهم أرضنا وارض عنا اللهم اجعل آخر كلامنا لا إله إلا الله أحينا عليه يا حي ومتنا عليه يا مميت وبعثنا يوم القيامة يا باعث اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما سررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر وأنت على كل شيء قدير سبحان الله بحمده سبحان الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين.